This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Research has found that a 10% increase in the per pupil spending each year for all 12 years of public school leads to a 0.25% more completed years of education, 7.25% higher wages, and a 3.75 percentage point reduction in the annual incidence of adult poverty. Effects are much more pronounced for children from low-income families. Almost half of younger adults get help from their parents in paying rent. The average amount is $3,000 per year. A three-judge panel in North Carolina has held up part of a highly partisan effort of the Republican legislature to strip important powers from the newly elected Democratic governor. The three-judge panel of federal appellate court was unanimous in its decision, a judicial rebuke to President Trump on one of his signature campaign issues. They have voided the travel ban for now. The ruling could reach the Supreme Court while it's shorthanded, and a 4-4 deadlock would leave the appeals court decision in place. A Kenyan judge ruled that the Kenyan government's contentious plan to close Dadaab, the world's largest refugee camp, was illegal and discriminatory, and that the refugees could not be forcibly relocated. During the travel ban, in dozens of cases, crowdfunding sites like GoFundMe allowed friends, neighbors, and complete strangers to fill a gap and cover the expenses that otherwise might have unwound the financial security of immigrants and residents affected by the ban. NBA Golden State Warriors coach Steve Kerr said he was proud of his players for speaking out on political and social issues. "This is a time when people are speaking out," Kerr said. "This is a time when activism is into the forefront all over the map." Administration officials concluded that the head of China would take a call from President Trump only if he publicly committed to upholding the 44-year-old policy under which the United States recognized a single Chinese government in Beijing and severed its diplomatic ties with Taiwan. So he has. Backers of the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau point to the nearly $12 billion in financial relief that is provided to about 27 million American consumers as a result of its work. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.